Few things in life are as simple or complex as bread. The same four essential ingredients, flour, water, yeast, and salt, can yield 10,000 different combinations. That's what author William Alexander discovered when he embarked on a year-long odyssey to recreate the perfect loaf of peasant bread. In the process, he says, he learned an important lesson about baking and life. For most of his life, William Alexander didn't really care much about bread.
As a kid, I never liked bread. I grew up in the 50s and the 60s with this horrible cellophane-wrapped, pre-sliced white bread. And it wasn't until just a few years ago that I tasted real bread. And I never knew bread could be this good. The crust was this dark brown, sweet crust that turned chewy in your mouth. And the crumb, rather than being like dense and mushy like white bread, was this open-celled, almost honeycombed crumb, and just had a wonderful yeasty smell and just a delicious flavor.
Alexander, who had never baked before, says he knew the only way to have this kind of bread again was to learn how to make it himself. And he started literally from the ground up.
I planted my own wheat and harvested and threshed and winnowed and ground that wheat into flour. I even built a hole in my backyard, took the mud that came out of that hole, and made a clay oven to bake the bread.
Alexander baked a loaf every week for a year. He says it was an exciting learning experience.
What happened was, with each failed loaf, new questions arose. When the bread didn't rise, I started wondering what yeast was. And so I went to visit a yeast factory.
Alexander chronicles those experiences in his book, 52 Loaves, One Man's Relentless Pursuit of Truth, Meaning, and a Perfect Crust.
I wanted to go to a place where bread mattered to people. And there had recently been riots in Morocco due to the cost of wheat going up. And so I traveled there to bake alongside Arab women in a large village oven. It was the largest oven I had ever seen. And they all bought their own bread there, and they would put a mark on it so they know it was their family's bread and leave it with the baker. And then they would come back later in the day.
In the course of his bread quest, Alexander won second place in the New York State Fair bread competition. He enrolled in a bread-making seminar in Paris and spent a few days at an abbey in Normandy, France, where he taught the monks how to make the traditional abbey bread.
That was about three-quarters into my year of baking. And when I found a medieval abbey in France that said they had been baking for 1,300 years but had lost the last monk who knew how to bake bread, I volunteered to come over and bake some bread for them. They came back and said, sure, that sounds like a good idea, but could you train a monk to bake while you're here? And I suddenly realized I was in this absurd position. I was an amateur baker. I hadn't been in a church in years, and I barely speak French. Found myself going over to try to restore the lost 1,300-year-old tradition of baking at the abbey.
As Alexander's year-long bread-making adventure came to its end, he realized that the perfect loaf of bread he was after was whatever loaf he was baking at the time. This was not William Alexander's only attempt to produce his own food. In his previous book, The $64 Tomato, he chronicled the joys and frustrations of growing his own vegetables.
If you put me to the test and said, choose one reason why you garden and why you bake, it's for the food. I mean, anyone with a little effort can bake better food and even cheaper food, but mainly better food than you can buy anywhere. You can bake the best loaf of bread you have ever tasted, and you can do it on your, if not your first try, on your second or your third try. It's healthy food. You know exactly what's going into it.
William Alexander says that's the message he hopes readers will take away from his books. He encourages people to get involved with their food, whether it's fruits and vegetables or a loaf of peasant bread. For writer Faisal Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.